Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How are you doing wherever you are in the world? I'm sending you so much love, so many positive thoughts. I hope today has been amazing so far. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is manifestation. But I want to do this mini episode because lots of people ask me questions around, why is manifestation not working for me? Or why can't I manifest X, Y, Z? And I'm going to do this episode. I might even do a few different episodes like this to show you some of the paradoxes that come with manifestation, because this can be super confusing. And a lot of the time, people make these mistakes without even realizing it. Because when it comes to manifestation, yes, the process is simple. Yes, it's the law of attraction. Yes, we're using it all the time. But that doesn't mean there aren't intricacies, there aren't certain things that we need to be aware of to make the process work for us. Now, if you love manifestation and you want to use manifestation more in your life and in your business, then I strongly recommend you come and join my free Facebook group. It is called Next Level Business Mindset. And when this episode goes up, you will still have time to join the very exciting thing that is happening right at the start of October. So I'm going to leave the information in the show notes. If not, if you can't get to the show notes, then if you just search Next Level Business Mindset on Facebook, you will find the group. Come and join the family. One of the amazing things about groups like this is you are surrounded by like-minded people. You're surrounded by people who are all interested in mindset, growing their businesses, growing their bank accounts, changing their lives, you know, moving towards their goals. And it's so nice to have a safe space like that. A lot of the time, people have big goals and dreams and they just don't have that space where they can share that. So that is why I created the Facebook group. There's already live trainings in there that you can go and check out right away. So if manifestation is your thing, if you want to grow your bank account, even your business, come and join the group. Right, let's talk about this first paradox then. So the first paradox, which is where there is kind of confusing details with manifestation and where people make a mistake, is that they get too focused on the specifics. Okay, so the first mistake with manifestation is that you get too bogged down with the specific details. Now, you've probably heard me say, get into the details, be specific. If you want a new car, what color, what make, what model, what's it going to sound like, what's it going to drive like? Imagine yourself sitting in it, imagine it parked in your car, parked in your drive. And now I'm saying to you, a big mistake is people focus on the details. You might be like, has Victoria gone mad? Right, this is the paradox. So what I mean is, we have to understand the details. We have to know what the details are, but we mustn't attach to them. So I talk about this in more detail in one of my trainings, but let me give you a super quick, easy to understand version here and now. The details are important, but they're only important because they get us excited. They help us to focus on the feelings that we want to create. And ultimately, any manifestation, whether this is money, whether this is a new job, whether this is a relationship, whether this is a business, whether this is a new house, whether this is a handbag, actually, all manifestations come down to a feeling. So it's totally okay to desire a specific job, a specific house, a specific handbag. Oh my God, if it was for me, it is always going to be shoes over handbags. I love Jimmy Choo's, Christian Louboutins, oh my goodness, Swarovski crystals, Red Soles, you name it, I love it. But it's not about the shoes, and this is the mistake we make. When we manifest, we often start thinking, I want that pair of shoes, and they're gonna have this color, and this fabric, and this heel height, and I'm gonna get them from this shop. And actually, no, I'm not gonna get them. This person is gonna buy them for me. Now, that actually is focusing on things that are out of our control. Because remember, those shoes could go out of stock. Those shoes could be withdrawn from the shelves because there's a fault. The person that we are wanting and desiring to buy them for us might not know that. They might not be in our lives. They might decide that actually shoes aren't what they're going to get us. We have no control over that. What we have control of is our feelings. So whenever you are creating a manifestation, you want the details. So let's say it's business related, right? You want to grow your business. You need to get specific. What does that look like? Where are you working from? How many hours are you working? How much money are you making a month or a day or a year? Who are you serving? Who are you helping? Are you working face to face? Are you selling products? Who is your ideal client? You need to get specific on that, but then you need to let it go. This is the paradox. You need to get excited by the details. You need to use that to clarify your goals and your visions, and then just let it go. Now, that probably sounds easier said than done, but it's because what you need to focus on is, what does that business give me? Now, a lot of the time, growing your own business gives you time freedom. You get to choose what time you get up, which days you work. If you need to take a rest, you get to do that. You get to decide who you work with and how you work. And that is one of the most amazing things about growing your own business. But it's not about the specific clients or the specific products or being employed by a certain person. Sometimes it feels like it, but actually it all comes down to the big five. And I talk about the big five in my group. So don't forget to come and join the Next Level Business Mindset Facebook group if you want even more on this. But what you need to know today is that whenever you create a manifestation, you need to focus on the feeling. So if you want to focus on manifesting a specific client or a specific set of product sales, that's amazing. But think about what it gives you. Does it give you feelings of satisfaction or success or abundance or happiness? Does it allow you that time freedom? Does it mean that you get to take a day off and go to a spa? Excuse me, does it mean, I got so excited about the idea of going to a spa that I decided to inhale too deeply. But focus on the feelings. So the paradox is you have to focus on the details of your manifestation, but also let them go. A little phrase you can use is kind of this or something better. Now, I have an amazing client who might even be listening to this episode who is going through something that I think a lot of us go through, and that is purchasing a new house. Now, the thing with purchasing a house is you want to focus on the details. You want to find that house that is perfect for you. The one where you can see your sofa, you can see your fridge and your freezer. Maybe it's got a particular view or a particular location in the world. You want to get specific. But so often, houses are out of our control, especially in the UK. Now, I've got some clients in Australia, and they seem to think that actually houses and buying houses, that seems to work in like a 4-week period. In the UK, I think 12 weeks is good. I don't know about other countries. You'll have to let me know on Instagram what it's like in the country you live in. But basically, if you're in a chain, you have no control over the other people. You have no control over the market. You have no control over the estate agents. All you have control of is your feelings. And it's so normal for houses to fall through. I've been through this. I know when I got my house about 8 years ago now, I had seen so many, I'd fallen in love with so many, and then for one reason or another, it just didn't work out. And it can be so disheartening. It's the same with any manifestation. But if you allow yourself to detach from the specifics, so if you're trying to manifest a relationship and maybe there's someone you're like, oh my God, they're the perfect person, this is gonna work out, it's them. Actually, a lot of that is out of your control. And maybe the universe has got other plans. Maybe they're not your perfect person. But what you can control is how a relationship is going to make you feel, how a house is going to make you feel, how having success in your business is going to make you feel. You need to let go of those specifics, because if you focus on them, you put blinkers on. And what can happen is you're so focused on selling products at a certain website, on a certain place, in a certain way, that you miss opportunities for something that's even better. The same in a relationship. You're so focused on that one person. Maybe you've been on Tinder or Bumble and you're like, this is the person, I know it's gonna be them. You might be missing messages from other people that are amazing, are perfect for you. So today's episode, today's short manifestation tip: focus on the details, but let them go. Use the details to get you excited, but actually hold on to the feeling that having that thing will give you, rather than the specifics itself. All you can control is you. You can control your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. And that is where you need to start all of your manifestations. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, I would love you to tag me on Instagram. Send a screenshot of however you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to it. Tag me on Instagram. I am victoria.maskell. And don't forget, if you want to take this to the next stage, click the link in the show notes, come and join my free Facebook group and find out even more about these paradoxes and maybe where you are making mistakes with manifestation. Have an amazing day, and I will see you all in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.